Today's daf is Makis Daf Tes, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Ches Amid Beis. So we're moving along in Meseches Makis, specifically the second, already third daf here in the second Perek Elohein HaGoylim, which discusses the halachos of Galus, the high level. Who goes to Galus? If somebody kills somebody, b'mezid, he's chayiv mises bezdin. Obviously, only if there was edim and hasra. If there was no edim or there was no hasra, he was chayiv karas. But that's all for somebody that kills maliciously, in a premeditated sense. If, however, somebody kills b'shoigig, he doesn't need mises bezdin in order to get kapara. But at the same time, kapara mi abayi, and that kapara came in the form of going to Galus. How long did he have to remain in Galus until the Kohen Gadol died? Where was Galus? Near Miklat. Where are all these halachas discussed? Right here, the Gemaras that we're learning in the second parak of Masechtas Makis. Either way, another daf that's going to get into some technical halachas related to Galus. Also, another shas digga daf. Every single daf of Masechtas Makis is shas katan on some level. Dvarim ha'imdim berumay shalaylam. Zok tehilig mishnah of goyla yedei ben, a father who kills his son by accident, b'shoigig, would have to go to Galus. V'aben goyla yidei av, a son that kills his father, b'shoigig, would also have to go to Galus. Hakol goylan al yidei Yisrael. Everybody goes to Galus if they kill a yid, b'shoigig. V'yisrael goylan al yidei en, and a yid would go to Galus if he killed hakol, anybody, b'shoigig. The Gemara is going to explain who's this hakol that this part of the Mishnah is referring to. Chut says the Mishnah, there is one exception, meaning there was one time where if there's a ritzicha b'shoigig, there wouldn't be halach of galus, and that is as it relates to a ger toshav, which at first glance sounds like what the Mishnah is saying is that if a Yisrael would kill a ger toshav, or if a ger toshav would kill a Yisrael, in either one of those scenarios, there would be no galus. In other words, hakol goylin al yedei Yisrael chutz mi ger toshav, Yisrael goylin al yedeiem chutz mi ger toshav. Now, who exactly is a ger toshav? So throughout Shas, there's a little bit of a stira in Rashi. But the simplest definition of a ger toshav is a ben noyach, someone that's not a yid, who was mekabel upon himself to keep the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So a goy, a ben noyach, has an obligation to keep Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. A yid has to keep 613 mitzvahs, the tayak mitzvahs. A ben noyach has to keep 7 mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Now, throughout history, we know the Bnei Noach were very lax in observing the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Ad kedei kach that the Gemara says in different places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Bnei Noach, at this point, even if you're going to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, I'm not even going to give you schar like a mitzvah v'oisa, I'm going to give you schar like a ena mitzvah v'oisa. But the point is, most Bnei Noach did not keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It was a chiddush if one did. Ad kedei kach, that the Torah refers to a ben noyach that keeps the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach almost like a convert, like a ger. Now, he's not a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is a ben noyach that becomes a yid, and he keeps, and is mekabel to keep 613 mitzvahs. A ger toshav is somebody that's a ben noyach who is mekabel to be Mikayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He gets shout-outs in Psukei HaTorah. He gets shout-outs in different Sugis HaShas. This is one of the Sugis where there's a Sifkotin called the Ger Toshav. And the Mishnah makes a big deal about the fact that if Yisrael would kill a Ger Toshav, or if a Ger Toshav would kill a Yisrael, there would not be a Loch of Galus. Stating that, the Mishnah concludes and says, V'Ger Toshav Einoi Goyle Ela Ayuder Ger Toshav. As if to say, there is a situation where a Ger Toshav would go to Galus, and that is if he would kill another Ger Toshav. So if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, no. Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, also no. If a Ger Toshav would kill a Ger Toshav, then already, yeah. And this is something that the Gemara is going to discuss in a very, very great detail. Either way, so we had a lot of bullet point style halachas in the Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah said that a father that kills a son goes to Galus. Number two, the Mishnah said a son that kills his father goes to Galus. Number three, the Mishnah said hakol goylin al yidei Yisrael, Yisrael goylin al yidei hen, hakol asu yemai. The Gemara is going to address that. And then the Mishnah talked a little bit about a ger toshav. A Yisrael that kills a ger toshav that kills a Yisrael doesn't go to Galus. A ger toshav that kills a ger toshav would go to Galus. So the Gemara, taking it from the top, is going to go through every single line item in this Mishnah. So the first halacha halacha in the Mishnah was that ha'av goyla al yedei ben, that a father who kills a son b'shoigeg is chayiv to go to Gaul. Straight to Gemara, is that true? Va'amra, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday's daf, yotza ha'av ha'makeh es benoi, that if a father hits his son and he kills him b'shoigeg while he was hitting him, would actually not go to Gaul. And the reason the Gemara said is because a father has a right to hit his son. In fact, a father has a mitzvah to hit his son, because this is all part and parcel of the idea of chinuch, and the only time somebody goes to galus if he kills somebody b'shoigig is if he was involved in a dvar reshus. If, however, he was involved in a dvar mitzvah, then he doesn't go to galus. So it's a stira, mamish to mishnayis. We had the Mishnah on Daf Chesam and Aleph that said yotza of a makes benoy doesn't go to galus, and here we have literally the very next Mishnah of goyla yudei ben. How in the world do you reconcile such a blatant contradiction between two mishnayis? So the Gemara answers that you have to say the gomer. Our Mishnah is talking about where there was really no excuse for the father to be hitting his son. Meaning, it's true the father has a mitzvah to hit his son. When? If he's not behaving. So, get the mafrask, and hopefully, old school, he's going to start behaving. But let's say the son is steiging, he's learning, the kid is mamish, not shaykh. So, in a situation like that, he's gomer. Being that he's gomer, there's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then a father and a son are no different than two people. And that's the point of the Mishnah, that there is going to be a kechi of galus. But the Gemara says, va'amrit, didn't we say, afagaf the gomer mitzvah kofed, that even if you have a son that is learning, but there's still an inyan to be mezarizim a little bit more. I mean, Chazal already addressed this, and Chazal said that even when the son is learning, it's still a mitzvah for the father to hit his son, and if that's the case, it's vaited var mitzvah. So again, how do you understand the Mishnah that says, avgoyla al yedei ben? So the Gemara says, b'shul yedinagri. It's talking about where this son was b'chlal not even involved in learning. The reason the father was hitting the son was not to be mezarizim to learn, but rather what he was trying to do was, he was trying to get him to do better in maybe his secular studies. He wanted him to learn some sort of trade. And it was in that context that he went ahead and hit him. So if you're hitting him, mitzad chanuich l'nara pidarko, he said, that's a mitzvah. But because you don't like the mark that he got in some other inyan, or you don't like the way he's going about his apprenticeship or whatever it might be, that's already not an inyan of mitzvah. And if it's not an inyan of mitzvah, in that case, there's no excuse for the father to hit him. And if he does, he's no different than a regular person that kills somebody b'shoigeg. But the Gemara says that's not true. That is not true. Shulya denagri chiyusehi delamde. If a father is trying to be mezariz his son, to learn a parnasa, to learn a trade, to do well in English, quote unquote, because he feels like this is something that's going to benefit him later in life, then he actually is doing a mitzvah. And Rashi, with a ganz aricha, sends us to the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis. That's the sugya of mitzvah ha'av al haben, right? This is the sugya of goyla yedei haben, and that's the sugya of mitzvah ha'av al haben, that talks about all the obligations that a father has towards a son. And one of them is, a father, everyone knows this, is chayv l'lam de'umnis. So to the extent that he's teaching him an umnis, this is shulya denaga, he's vayta doing a mitzvah. Doesn't matter if he's being mezarizim to learn better or if he's being mezarizim to know his parnasa better. At the end of the day, mitzvah ka'avid, and if it's mitzvah ka'avid, that's the previous sugya, there's no halacha of galus. So the Gemara says, the case is talking about the gomer umnusachrit. It's talking about where this kid already has an umnus. Now he's already doing something that's extra credits, like a side hustle. It's an extra job. The father wants him to be able to even do that, and then he gives him a frask, and he ends up killing him. Now already he's going to galus. The point of the Gemara is that it's true there's a halach of yotza ha'av ha'makes benoy, but that's only true to the extent that the hakah was a hakah shel mitzvah, and it was being done in the context of mitzvah. The point of this Mishnah is ha'av goyla yodei ben, that in the event that it wasn't a hakah shel mitzvah, what's the chetimtza? The Gemara jumped through a few hoops until we got to the point, but the punchline is very obvious, and that is when it's a dvar mitzvah, then anuchinami, then there's no halacha of galus. But to the extent it's not a dvar mitzvah, then there's going to be a regular halacha of galus. The next halacha in the Mishnah was vaben goyla al yidei ha'av v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that just like a father who kills his son b'shoigeg goes to galus, a son that kills his father b'shoigeg is also going to go to galus. Right at first glance, why not? If a father kills his son, good, that's a sugya, maybe it's a dvar mitzvah, stira, a bunch of terutzim, but a son that kills his father, obviously, is a regular itzeach, b'shoigeg, it can't be chag misa, and it should be obvious that he goes to Gaul. Stating that, the Gemara says it's not obvious. In fact, for a mini, we have a steer to this as well, and this is not from a Mishnah, this is from a Braisa. So it says in the Torah, one of the many psukim that talk about retzeach b'shoigeg, v'hikrisem lochem orim, So the Torah says that who goes to the Ir Miklot? Someone that's a makin nefesh bishgaga. The Torah uses the word nefesh, and we learn from there problemaka of it, that davka is somebody that kills a nefesh, as opposed to somebody that kills his father. Now just to explain the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't mean that if somebody kills his father's not a nefesh. Of course his father's a nefesh. But what the Gemara means to say, and really what the Braisa is zoning in on, is that the only time somebody goes to Golas, if he kills b'shoigig, is if the person that he killed is a person that he's only deemed a reitzeach because he actually killed him. Or better, the only time had he done this b'mezid, he would have been chayav mises bezin, is if he took away his nefesh. A father, there's a chiddush. The Torah says that if someone hits his father, even if he didn't kill him, as long as he's oisach habura, we learned the sugyas together, and then the Masechet Sanhedrin, that would be enough for him to already be chayav mises bezin. There, you don't have to be makin nefesh b'mezid in order to be chayav mises bezin, and that the Brice is saying is a reason that if you would go and kill the person, b'shoigig, kill him, b'shoigig, the halach is, you wouldn't have to go to Gaul. So from makin nefesh, we learned that only someone, where had you done this, b'mezid, you'd only be chayv mises bezin, if you took away his nefesh, there the halach is, b'shkog, you go to the Yermiklot. But somebody, where in order to be chayv mises bezin, b'mezid, you don't have to take away his nefesh, even if you oisach habur, that would be enough, dozok de b'raisa, that person, if you kill him, b'shoigig, you would not go to Gauls. But the bottom line is, we have a steer. The Mishnah says, I've been going all day off. And we have a Bryce that says, before it's not that way. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, like, Kash, it's not a steer. Rav Shimon, Rav Bonan. Could be that the way you reconcile the steer between the Mishnah and the Bryce is one is going according to Rav Shimon, the other is going according to Rav Bonan. Which Rav Shimon and which Rav Bonan? So this really takes us knee deep into Masechta Sanhedrin. Rav Shimon, I'm a Chenek Chamor. According to Rav Shimon, that holds a Chenek is Chamor from Saif. So it emerges then that you can argue and say a svara that shigiga sayif nitna le kapara, that maybe if somebody does an avera b'shoigig, that had he done the mezid, he would have been chayiv sayif. There it's nitna le kapara, meaning he can get kapara by going to Golos. Or b'chenek, as it relates to shigigas chenek, being that chenek is more chamer than saif, maybe over there, loy nitna le kapara. It's not going to be nitna le kapara. The Rabbanan, however, according to Rabbanan, Ami saif chamer mi chenek, who hold that saif is more chomer than chedek, then hoirig aviv b'shoigig. If somebody kills his father b'shoigig, shiga saif. It's a regular shiga saif. Shiga saif nitna le kapara, and shiga saif we know is nitna le kapara. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains very gishmak. In Masechet Sanhedrin, there's a machlokes Rav Shimon l'chachamim whether chenek is more chomer than saif or saif is more chomer than chenek. Right? According to the chachamim, it's skila sreifa herik v'chenek. According to Rav Shimon, it's sreifa skila chenek and herik. A nafgamina, there are many, but a nafgamina between the machlokes Reb Shimon the Chacham in terms of the Seder of the Arba Mises Bezdin is what would be if somebody kills his father. He actually kills him. Murder. Homicide. He kills his father. Chayav Mises Bezdin. What Mises Bezdin would he get? According to Reb Shimon, that chenek is more chomer than tzai if he would get chenek. And the reason is because although every roitzeach is chayef sayef, but maka of v'imoy mois yumas, which is stam misa, and stam misa is chenek. So if somebody hits his father, and he's only oisach haburi is chayef chenek, then certainly if he kills him, he has to be chayef chenek. I, every roitzeach is chayef sayef, I understand, but the Torah upgraded the chayef misa of a father, and for him, it's going to be chenek. Now, where do you see the Torah upgraded it? You don't see it by Ritzicha, you see it by Maka of Avimoy, but Vahaloy Davaru. If it's true for Maka of Avimoy, then certainly it's going to be true for Ritzicha as well. So according to Reb Shimon, who holds chenek is more chamer than saif, anytime a person kills his father, Rachmano Litzlan, he's going to be chayef chenek. According to the Rabbanon, however, that hold that saif is more chamer than chenek, although it's true that Maka of Avimoy, and his only Eisach Abur is chayef misa, it's a big chiddish, he's chayef chenek, it's poshut that if he would kill him, he would be chayef saif. Why? Because every roitzeach is chayef saif. So how could it be that if you kill your father, it's going to be less chomer? But at the end of the day, what emerges is that according to Reb Shimon, if somebody kills his father, he's a roitzeach, cold blood. The halach is he's going to be chayef chenek. Whereas according to the chachamim, he's going to be chayef saif. Tainid rava zeh gishmak. Rav Kahana, zeh gishmak. And that is, you could say, that it could be, maybe, when the Torah said that if somebody kills b'shoigig, he goes to Golas, that's only if it's shigiga sayif. If it's a shigiga sayif, then he goes to Golas. But maybe if it's going to be a shigiga schenek, over there already not. So according to the Chachamim, that hold that if somebody kills his father, he's chayif sayif. Okay, so it's a regular shigig asayif, like all shvichas damim, that halacha is going to go to gals. But according to Rav Shimon, where it's a shigig aschenek, could be not. Now, what's the svara? The svara is, because being that chenek is more chamer than sayif, so it comes out that what this person did was actually more chamer. A shigig aschenek is more chamer than a shigig asayif, because chenek is more chamer than sayif. And being that it's more chamer, it could be, it doesn't beget the oinish of galus, and the reason is because galus, like the Gemara already established in the beginning of the Masechta, on the Beis Amid Beis, it's an oinish, but even more than that, it's really a kapara. And being that it's a kapara, it could be if you do the lesser aver b'shogeg, it's not a kapara, but if you do the bigger aver b'shogeg, it's not a kapara. But the bottom line is, we've kind of said a very geshmak teretz, that it could be the way to reconcile this contradiction is one's Rab Shimon and one's Rabbanon. What Rab Shimon Rabbanon? Is this a shigigas sayif or is it a shigigas chen? If it's a shigigas sayif, it's no different than any other itzeh b'shogeg. I've added to be a parish of Gauls. If it's a Shigigas Chenek, then there's Malkum to say Shigigas Chenek was like Nitna Lekapar. That's Rav Kahana's text. Rav is the second text. Rav Amar, Rav said that could be the Chilik is different. Prat lo Isach HaBura Ba'ovev V'Shoigig. It could be the Mishnah and the Braisa are actually not talking about the same thing. Meaning, it's not one Rav Shimon, one Rabbanon. Everything is going according to the Rabban. How then do you reconcile the stira? It's two different halachas. The Mishnah is talking about where somebody killed his father b'shogeg. If somebody kills his father b'shogeg, he's going to go to galus. The Braisa is talking about where somebody made a chabura in his father b'shogeg. There would have been a havamina, ben benoishal havamina, that being that had he done a b'mezid, he would have been chayiv miso. Maybe now that he did b'shogeg, he should be chayiv galus. Dozok the Braisa, maka nefesh, prat lamaka oviv, that he's not going to go to galus. But avada, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are going aliba the Chachamim. One is talking about where the son killed his father. The other is talking about we only gave him a chabura. In a veinik, so I would have thought, keeping the b'mezid back talu, which I cannot make legally, being that if he would have done a b'mezid, he would have been chayiv misas. Maybe if he does a b'shogeg, he should be chayiv galus as well. Kamash malon. Now it's an interesting havamina because there's a lot of things that if you do b'mezid, chayiv misas, but if you do b'shogeg, you don't go to galus. But the point is that maka ofe v'imay mois yumos is may inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan to a reitzeach. Right? The Gemara often says, mali katla kula, mali katla palga. In Masechtas Makkah, Sanhedrin, you find this idea that Malkus is a me'ein misa. This mandama that holds that you need a bezin shalchav gimel in order to administer Malkus. So it's not punk, so kedait chamina kivin de b'meza bar katalu hu b'shege nami ligli. If that's the case, it would be true for all the chayvim misas bez then. It's davka by makkah of v'imoy, which is for sure me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. There would have been a havamin if you do a b'shege, you should be chayv gos. Kamash shmelon, you're not going to be chayv gos. The next halacha of the Mishnah was, hakol goylin al yidei Yisrael, v'Yisrael goylin al yideihem. Break the Gemara, the kasha we already mentioned a few times. Hakul goylim al yidei Yisrael, asu yemai. Obviously, we know there's a parish of galus. Elohim agoylim, that's what we're talking about right now. So you want to tell me certain people are excluded? Beseder, kertoshav, got it. That's the next sugya coming up. But what's this lashon of hakul goylim? We know this already. So the Gemara says, l'asu ye eved v'kuti. It's coming to be marba in eved and akuti. An eved kenani that kills somebody b'shoigig, he goes to galus. Or Yisrael that kills an Eved Kenani b'shoigig is going to go to galus. A Kuti that kills a Yisrael b'shoigig is going to go to galus. Yisrael that kills a Kuti is going to go to galus as well. Now, as it relates to an Eved Kenani, so we're quite familiar with the Eved Kenani. The Eved Kenani is a Kenani that became an Eved to a Yid. Because he became an Eved to a Yid, he has to go through a Miktsas Geiris process. He's chayiv in some mitzvahs, he's pater in other mitzvahs, lola mi'isha, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs that an isha is chayiv in, pater in all mitzvahs that an isha is pater in. So he's like this quasi-pseudo Yid. So certain halachas he's included in, other halachas he's excluded in. Sok to Gemara, hakels la suye, right? This is a suye that he's included in. He's in the parish of Gals. What's a kuti? So kuti, we know there was a big machlokes in Shas, whether the kutim were geri emes or the kutim were geri arais. We also know there's the postscript to that, chulun davav, where there was a point where nimnu vegamru, that even if you held that the kutim were geri emes, aber mikano lahaba, we're going to treat them as if they're not really geri. How could you do that? Chassam Sofer, Moshe Debris Moshe, who says he doesn't believe the Chassam Sofer ever said what the Chassam Sofer said on this. This is all related, right? But the bottom line is, our sugya kipshuta is going according to the mandama that holds that the kutim were geri emes. I mean that the geri emes, they yidin. So you want to know what hakol is lasuye. Hakol is lasuye, two things. Number one, an eved knani. Number two, a kuti lamando amar kutim geri emes. And the Gemara says, tanidu l'hal d'tanar abanon. That if this is what the hakol is lasuye, so this one word hakol in the Mishnah is a remes, is something that's mefurish in the Braisa. And this is, of course, Mishnah Braisa 101. Right? The Mishnayos were always written b'loshon k'tzara. The Braises are much more breit. And this idea of a tanin l'hadar tanur rabbanan is mamish Talmud Bavli 101. One word hakol is a remez to something that's rochel bitcha k'tan in a brisa. Vashneit in the brisa, the tanur rabbanan, evet the kuti goylo, the loikal yidei Yisrael, it's mefurish. An evet as in an evet k'nani and a kuti would be goylo, would go to Galus, or would be loikal yidei Yisrael. So if they kill the Yisrael b'shoik, they'd go to Galus, or if they did something that requires malchus, they would be chay malchus Yisrael goylo, the loikal yidei kuti v'evet, and the same is true in the reverse. If a Yid would kill an Eved Kanani or a Kuti B'shoikik, or he would do something for which he should be Chayv Galus, he would deserve that punishment as well. Either way, this is a Mefurish Braisa. So we just mentioned the Braisa, which is Tanid Olad Tana Rabbanon, our explanation of what we're being marber from the word Hakol. So the Gemara now is just going to explain the rest of this Braisa. So the Gemara says like this, Pishlam Eved Kuti Galay Yidei Yisrael, the like, I understand what the Braisa means when it says that an Eved Kuti is Goyla Al Yidei Yisrael, and in some way it means Loika. Goyla is the case when it was the Katli, right? If he kills the Yisrael B'Shagi, he goes to Galus. The Loika is the Latye. What would be a Hechatimsa where he's Loika Al Yidei Yisrael, right? And just to be clear, we know examples of Loika. The next parak is Eloyin Aloikim. We're learning Mesachtes Makas now. But Loika Al Yidei Yisrael sounds like you did something to a Yid, and because you did that, we're going to give you Malkus. So what would be an example of that, right? When is it true that if you do something to a another Yid, that loch is going to be Chayiv Malkus? So the example would be the Latya, if he went ahead and he was Mekalel him. Rashi says that it's based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Hei, HaMekalas Chaveiro, Oyve Beloysa, say. And even though in the Torah it only says it regarding a Dayan and a Nasi and a Cheresh, but based on Limudim, we know it's really true for everybody, right? So the bottom line is, so the case of Goyla would be the Katle, the case of Loika would be the Latya. El Yisrael, Goyla Beloika, Yidei Kuti. But what does the Braisa mean when it says Yisrael is Goyla Beloika? Because of what he did to a kuti. Bishleima goyla. Bishleima, when it says goyla, I understand what it means. The katle, he killed him. Elo loika, amai. Well, what would be the hechatimtsa of loika? And specifically, we seem to be zoning in on kuti, right? The latya, you'll tell me the cases where he was makalim, right? Yid was makala kuti. Kuti mageri emes. So you would just dive this iser of being Mekalu another Yid. It's the same Gemara Masech Teshvus, but the Gemara says no. You know why? Because it says regarding cursing another Yid, V'nasi Be'amcha Lo'isar, and everyone knows the drasha, we learn from Mibba Yisam Ha'isa Amcha, and even if the Kuti was Geri Emnes, but we know he didn't fear Zach like a Yid, that's also Talmud Bavli 101. So the bottom line is, if the Kutin didn't behave like Yidin, so you can't be Chaya for being Mekalu. So what's the Hechatimtsa that Yisroh would be like Al Yidei Kuti? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Elam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Because it is, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, you have to say, Kigoyin Sheheyid Boy Vehuzam. The case is talking about where a Yid said Eidos about a Kuti, and he was found to be an Eid Zoyne. Now, the Eidus that he said, this is the Pasha case, is a case where the Kuti, because of the Eidus, was going to be Chayiv Malkus. Now you have to be Chayiv Malkus. And that's the Chetimtsa where you're going to be like Ayot. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, the Kavasa Gabi Evet. Sheheid by Buzim, right? We mentioned Evet as well, right? We just focused on Kuti for a minute. But really, it said in this Braisa also Evet. And what did it say? That an Evet would get Malkus for what he did to a Yisrael. Now, if you're telling me that when we say the Yisrael gets Malkus for what he did to the Kuti, it's talking about that he said Eidus, we're talking about the Malkus of Kasha Zama, and the Mestama, when it says that the Eved is getting Malkus for what he did to the Yisrael, it means what? It means he's going to get Malkus for Kasha Zama. The Gemara's Kasha is Eved bar Eidus, who Eved is Tachnishkan bar Eidus. He's not Kosher Eidus. If he's not Kosher Eidus, he can never be an Eid Zaynim. It's never possible for him to be a Kasha Zama regarding Malkus. Ela Omer Avacha Breda Raviko. Avacha Breda Raviko said, and I'll tell you a whole different story. We don't have to get involved in Eidus, and we don't have to get involved in cursing. You know what's going on over here? Hacha b'may askina kigoyin sheheiko hakava she'ein ba shavar pruta. The hechatimtsa of loikal yada, or not loikal yada, is not talking about Eidos, it's not talking about Klolos. It's not where he hit him. If somebody hits somebody, you're also Chai Malkus. Now, is that true? You Chai Malkus? What happens if somebody hits somebody? Perk HaChoyvel. HaChoyvel B'chaveru Chai B'chamich Advar. Nezek Sari P'shev is Boishas, right? You Dafkin not Chai Malkus. Maybe both, right? Maybe there should be Malkus and also Mammon. So we know Kedei Risha Asai. Mishom Risha Achas Atom HaChayvoi Ve'atom HaChayvoi Mishom Shnei Risha Ois and Beferish Rips HaTayra HaChayvoi B'chaveri L'tashlumen. So we know for sure that if somebody's HaChayvoi B'chaveri, he's going to be Chayv Mammon, not Malchus. Stating that, that's only true if there's money to pay. What if somebody's Makas somebody Akasha Imbashav Pruta? So now there's no Mammon, But there is Malkus. And the reason there's Malkus is because you're over the Loisa Sevel Yosef and Yosef. So said Rav Acha ben Ravik, you want to know what's going on in this price? It's talking about a Malkus of Hakah, of a Hakah she'emba shava pruto, and Hakah she'emba shava pruto is already Malkus. I'm Rav Ami, I'm Rav Yechon, Hakah she'emba shava pruto loika. But the Gemara just adds one wrinkle, the loy makshina nakala kol. The only way this is going to work is if you hold that there's no hekish between Hakah and Klola. What's that referring to? So Rashi says, Pluktihi b'Sanhedrin. And this is not just a Pluktihi b'Sanhedrin, it's a Pluktihi in the end of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin da Pei. So really, before Perek Chelek, this was one of the last Gemaras that we learned. It was a whole sugya and a whole machloikis whether or not we make a hekish between the issa to hit somebody and the issa to be mekal somebody. One of the nafkaminas, whether we make that hekish is whether the halacha of oisa maisa amcha is going to be true if somebody is makis chaver. Meaning, if someone's makalas chaver, we know there's a tenai of oisa maisa amcha. What if somebody is makis chaver? So if we're makish hakola klola, then you have the same tenai. If we're not makish, you're not going to have this tenai. Zokta Gemara, that the way you make sense of this whole brice of hakol yovay amukam yabashalim is the malchus that we're talking about is not the malchus of klola. Why not the malchus of klola? Because how will you explain why Yid gets malchus for what he did to a kuti? He was Makalim for Nasib Amchaloisar. It's also not talking about Malkus of Kasha Zaman, because if it's Malkus of Kasha Zaman, how would you explain that an Evid Kanani is going to get Malkus for what he did to a Yisrael? He's not a Bar Eidos. He can't be an Eid Zaman, which means he can't get the Eidos of Kasha Zaman. It's talking about where there was a Hakah. Hakah? I thought this Tashlumen, Pachas Mi Shavu Pruta. I, just like there's a Tanai of Oysa Maisa Amcha by Klolo, shouldn't be a Tanai of Oysa Maisa Amcha when it comes to Hakah. The answer is, we're going according to Ma'an, what that holds, Loi Makshinon Hakah Le Klolo. Either way, the last part of the Mishnah talked about a Ger Toisha. So the Mishnah said, Hakul Goyon Al Yidei Yisrael, Yisrael Goyon Al Yideihem, with the exception of the Ger Toisha. And then the Mishnah said, Abba the Ger Toisha, Goyla Al Yidei Ger Toisha, right? Ger Toshav Einu Goyla El Al Yedei Ger Toshav. If you look at the Girs of the Gra, it's the Ger Toshav Goyla Al Yedei Ger Toshav. It means the same thing. So as much as the Ger Toshav is excluded from the Parsha of Golos, but that's only true if there's a Tzad Yisrael. A Yisrael killed the Ger Toshav, or the Ger Toshav killed the Yisrael. If a Ger Toshav, however, would kill another Ger Toshav, then already there would be a Parsha of Golos, Zokta Heilu Gemara. From the last line of the Mishnah, Chutz Me Al Yedei Ger Toshav, or whatever the right Gersa is, you see that what? That a Ger Toshav is not included in the Parsha of Golos. I'm a Ger Toshav like a Chavim, right? It means we treat him like an Oivik Chavim, which by the way is what he is. He's just rather not Oivik Avoy Dezara. He was Mekabel Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. But really, he's an Oivik Chavim in the general sense. Oh, but Faith Gemara Ema Sefer, then how do you understand the next line of the Mishnah? Ger Toshav Goyla Yedei Ger Toshav. In other words, the Gemara is just trying to understand what's the distinction between those two halachas. Why if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, Yisrael gives a Ger Toshav, there's no galus. But if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, meaning we know the difference. The difference is in one case there's a Tzad Yisrael, and the other there's no Tzad Yisrael. But the Gemara's kasha is, L'mais it's Tzorich Bir, it's Einu Yoyme Elo Darsheni. Is he a Yid or is he not a Yid? If he's a Yid, so he's in the parish of galus. In all situations, and if he's not, he's not. What do you mean you're like quasi in the parish of Golos? You're in the parish of Golos, clapping another Ger Toshav. The Gemara is just muching. It's not a reminhi, right? We understand the nusach of the distinction, toshteit, but we're just trying to explain it a little bit, right? If you could understand it, why not? So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana said, Lo, Kasha, what's the Gemara's teretz? You ready? Kambi Ger Toshav, Shahara Ger Toshav, Kambi Ger Toshav, Shahara Yisrael. Not really so much of an explanation, right? It's a little still in the elder shani. Think of the Rami Kraya. There were those that brought out this point a little bit, not from the Mishnah, they brought it out from two Pesukim Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Livnei Yisrael, by the way, this is a mefurish pasuk in the Torah that the Ger Toshav is included in the parish of Golos, and this is where this whole thing comes from. But the Gemara says, but there's another pasuk fixiv, and it says, and what does lochem mean? Right, it's the wrong yontif, but what does lochem mean? Lochem v'loy legerim. It sounds like it's only negei yidin. It's not negei ager toshav. So they were under, they were ikadarami, they were muching not so much in the Mishnah, they were muching more in psukim. I'm Rav Kahana, and it's the same Rav Kahana, said lekacha, kambi ger toshav, shahar gizrael, kambi ger toshav, shahar ager toshav. Either way, that's this distinction of it. So for a minute, I'll ask you a kasha on all this. From a braisa. V'fichach, ger v'oivikechavim, Shehargu Nehragin. Now this braisa again takes us back to Masechta Sanhedrin, right? Makkos very much is a continuation of Masechta Sanhedrin, one of the themes here of the beginning of the Masechta. But going back to Masechta Sanhedrin, specifically, Perek Arba Mises Bezdin. More specifically, the Braisa, like the Braisa with the Hey Ayadiyah in that Perek that talks about the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach is Shvichas Damim, right? Betzicha. A guy is not allowed to kill. It's one of the seven Noahide laws. What happens if a guy kills? He's Chayav Mises Bezdin. Even if he kills B'shoigig, he's Chayav Mises Bezdin. Right? He is always going to be chayav. Now, which means his bezin, pash the sayef, machliks in the gemara. But the bottom line is that a guy that kills, even b'shoigig, that's what we need. Even b'shoigig, the halach is, he's going to be chayav mises bezin. And after the braisna says that shvichas damim, ritzicha is one of the zayim mitzvahs, so the braisna says, quote, lefichach ger, as in a ger toishav, va'ovid koichavim, right? Because a ger tzedek is chayim and tayag mitzvahs. He's not part of this braisa. A ger toishav, va'ovid koichavim, shehargu, that kill, even the shaygig, nerogen are going to be chayim mises besa. Now, Ketani, it says ger domidavi koichavim. Right? We're juxtaposing, we're lumping together the ger toishav and the ovid koichavim. So doesn't it make sense to say, ma'ovid koichavim, loishav, the kotabar mini, loishav, the kotalabar mini, nerag? If a guy kills, it doesn't matter if he kills a yid or if he kills another guy. What's the loch? He's always going to be chayim mises besa. Afger, so too, when it comes to it shouldn't matter who he kills. He should always be chayiv misa. So the fact that we put the ger together with the ovid kechavim isn't a mashman. Just like the ovid kechavim is chayiv misa if he kills another ovid kechavim afilu b'shoigig, so too a ger toishav should be chayiv misa's bezdin if he kills another ger toishav afilu b'shoigig. But the Gemara says, Rav Chizah said no. Loi kasha kancha horgoi derech yirido kancha horgoi derech li. Meaning the diak is a fantastic diak. The diak is a fantastic diak that sometimes a ger toishav that kills a ger toishav is going to be chayiv mises bezin, and sometimes he's not going to be chayiv mises bezin. Meaning the mishnah is mavur ger toishav that kills a ger toishav b'shoig is going to be chayiv gos, and the braisa is mavur is going to be chayiv mises bezin. Can't get out of it. Meaning the diak is a diak, right? It's not a mefurish stira. It's a stira that's predicated on a diak. Half the stira is mefurish. So the mishnah said mefurish a ger toishav that kills a ger toishav is chayiv gos. The braisa wasn't mefurish. We just put together the ger and the goy. I hear, but the Gemara is not backing off of that. The Gemara holds that really it's a eretz tzedek. Stating that we can make an akimta to get out of this, and the akimta said Rav Chizda is kancha harga derech yirido, kancha harga derech ali. One is talking about where he killed b'shoigig, another ger toich but did derech aliyah. The other is talking about where he did it derech yirido. And Rav Chizda explained derech yirido. If he killed derech yirido, the Yisrael goli, where Yisrael goes to galus in Amisagel beGalus, he's also going to go to galus. Meaning, where there's a parish of galus for a Yisrael, where he kills b'shoigig derech yirido, who state this? In the Ershta Mishnah, in the Tzveita Perek, so too the Ger Toshav is going to have the same halach. Oh, but Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater, but Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael doesn't go to Galus, right? Why doesn't he go to Galus? Because he's Pater. Why is he Pater? Because it's like Karav La'oinis. But the point is, he doesn't go to Galus. So if he doesn't go to Galus, then who Nerag, he is going to be Chayav Misa. So you hear the Teretz? That if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, Derech Yirida, with the Yisrael, if he would kill someone, Derech Yirida would go to Galus and Ger Toshav. Oh, that's where the Torah says, V'la'ger V'la'toshav B'Zoichem. He has to go to Galus as well. If, however, he kills B'shoigig, but in a way that if Yisrael would do it, he would not go to Galus, then the Ger Toshav doesn't need to go to Galus. So the Ger Toshav doesn't go. What happens to him? The Yisrael's off the hook. But the Ger Toshav has a different sugya. By him, you kill. Doesn't matter how you kill. Even B'shoigig can be chay Mises Bezdin. And that's where he's going to be chay. But I'm like, Rava, so Rava heard Rav Chizda said, and he said, Ribbono d'al makula, this might be the most shver thing I ever heard in my life. He said, V'lav kal v'chaymero, v'chayr, it's mamash kal v'chaymero, ma derech yirido, the Yisrael goli, iunami samalei begalus. It's derech yirido. Where if Yisrael would do it, he would go to Galus. He too can get away with Galus. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, Iunerag. If the Yisrael's Potter by Derech Aliyah, that means it's less Chomer, right? It's Karvalinus. So how could it be that for the Yisrael, Derech Aliyah is less Chomer, but for the Ben Noach, Derech Aliyah is going to be more Chomer? It makes no sense. Elam, Rava, because it is, Rava said, I think you have to make the distinction a little bit differently, and you have to say, Ba'oimer Mutter, that the Mishnah that says a Ger Toshav that kills a Ger Toshav goes to Galus is talking about a regular Shoykik. Whereas the Braisa, where it's Mavur, not Furish, but it's Mavur, that a Ger Toshav that kills a Ger Toshav is going to be Chayim Mises Bezin, it's talking about where he was an Oimer Mutter. And being that he was an Oimer Mutter, it was a different type of Shoykik. Different type of Shoykik has a different type of Halacha. That Shoykik and a Chanam Yischayim. So what's an Oimer Mutter? Oimer Mutter is where the person knows exactly what he did. It was premeditated, it was thought out. He didn't realize that you're not allowed to kill. That type of shoygig is more chomer than shoygig, Dr. Rava, and it's manifest, a lot of places in Halacha, but specifically in our sugi regarding the Ger Toshev, that a Ger Toshev that kills a Ger Toshev stam shoygig with taka go to galus, that's the Mishnah, but a Ger Toshev that kills another Ger Toshev, imer mutter, that's mochomer, he's going to be chayim. So Amalei Abayas, and Abayas heard what Rava said, and he told him, imer mutter, oimesu, and imer mutter, I think is not mochomer, it's actually less chomer. I mean, he's mamash anoimus, like he didn't chapitz oser. Somebody, I don't know, he mamash had no idea. So if he had no idea, how could it be more chomer? I hold it's actually more chomer. We already had oimer mutter in the beginning of the parak, and really the Indian of oimer mutter, and the two diametrically opposed ways of looking at it. Is it karv la'oimus? Is it karv la'mezer? This is an Indian that's above my pay grade. It's dvarma oimdim beruma shaloimam. It gets involved in really understanding the lumnus of mezen and shoiging and kavana and all these different inyanim. But either way, it's a machloikis between Abaya Virava and our sugi, whether Oimer Mutter is Karvla Oinis or Oimer Mutter is Karvla Meis. But the truth is, and this segues into this next Gemara, it's also mavur that it's a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rava, right? Rava's Eitzah to get out of this stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding Ger Toshev, the kills of Ger Toshev, if it's a Chai Gos, if it's a Chai Misa, was once talking about regular Shoyg, he was talking about Oimer Mutter. No, so Oimer Mutter is more Chum. Abaya called that Rav on that. He says, I hold for care. Oimer Mutter should be Oinis. No, Shani Oimer. It's Krav Lameis. But Rav Chisda L'chayra is Mavur and the Gemara also held like Abaya. Or also held not like Rav. Why? Because Rav Chisda didn't answer the stira the way Rav did. Rav Chisda said, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, which was a Doichik Nifla, which Rav called out Rav Chisda on. But L'chayra, and this is what the Gemara is arguing, this is the Teresh Bal Peh, before we see the next line in Gemara, you see that this machloikis of Oimer Mutter, Oinis Meza, is not just a machloikis Abaya V'Rava, it's also a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav. By the way, what's the relationship between Rav Chisda and Rav? Chisda is Rav Shver, right? But either way, it's a machloikis, so you have all the father-sons machloikis in. This is one of the Shver Edim machloikis in. But the bottom line is that L'chayra, it's a machloikis Rav Chisda and Rav, and that the Gemara says, V'ozdi l'tamayu, that really, this machloikis Rav Chisda and Rav, which is not mefurish, but sort of very meduyik, is litamayu, because you find another place where they mamish argued this point. So we're talking about Ger Toshev, who thought he was going hunting, right? He thought it was a behemoth, and it turns out it was an Adam. I'd like to see this Adam, but either way, he thought it was a behemoth from the Vatans, and then it turned out that he was an Adam, or Knani. He thought he was hunting a Knani, v'nimtza Ger Toshev, and it turns out that it was a Ger Toshev. Rava says he's Chayev, Misa. Why? Because he's an Oimer Mutter, Abba Oimer Mutter, Karv L'Mezeru. Rav Chisda on my pot. Rav Chisda says he's going to be potter, and the reason is because he's an Oimer Mutter, and Oimer Mutter, Oinus was really nice. Here it's Mefurish, Machlik is Rav and Rav Chisda, whether Oimer Mutter is Oinus or he's a Mezid. So it's Rav Letameh that holds Oimer Mutter is Mezid. Here he said it regarding that Braisa, but the point is it's very geschmack, the way he reconciled the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rav Chisda, who held the other way around, Lishitasai, couldn't be Miyachev it that way. And that's why he had to come on to Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida. One of the muches here in the Rishonim is that why is it that Kosova Behemah v'nimtza Adam or Knani v'nimtza Ger Toshev, why is that Oimer Mutter? That's not your classic Oimer Mutter. Your classic Oimer Mutter is where you don't chap, it's also to turn the lights on Shabbos. So you're an Oimer Mutter. I posh didn't know. Here, it sounds like you know this in a Shvichas Damim, just you thought it was a Behemah. You thought it was a Knani. So Rashi already bavarns it. Rashi, Dibra Maskel Kosover Behemah, Hareze Ke Oimer Mutter, right? This is a Ke'ilu. It's like a Ke'ilu Oimer Mutter, Shehoyaloi Lilmoit. That's what every Oimer Mutter's taina is. The Avzeh Hoyaloi La'ayin. The Yisoid of an Oimer Mutter, Mezid, according to Rava, is Hoyaloi Lilmoit. Here too, Hoyaloi La'ayin. As opposed to a regular shoygig, right? So again, the sugyas of shoygig are very, very nuanced. Tein l'chacham v'yech gemay. But either way, so what we have over here is a big machloikis. Machloikis abay v'rava, it's also machloikis Rav Chisda and Rava, whether Oimer Mutter is more mezedig or Oimer Mutter is more shoygig. And the Gemara now is going to bring a conversation, mamash hashakta v'tai, between Rava and Rav Chisda, and Abay and Rava. These are the two Bali Pluktas, right? It's Rava who holds Oimer Mutter's mezed, and Abaya holds Oinis, and Rav Chisda holds Oinis. So the Gemara is going to give us some insight into a Shakta V'Tayra, and it's going to really revolve around a parish in the Torah. This parish in the Torah is in Parashas Vayera. It's one of the earlier parishes in the Torah, and it's regarding the story of Avimelech and Sarah. So we know that Avimelech took Sarah, thinking that Sarah was really Avram Avinu's sister, and Eibishter came and prevented him from doing an Aveira and gave him very strong Techacha. if you go ahead and you do an aveir, you're going to be chayv misa. And in that parsha, there seems to be a little bit of insight to the sugya of Avi Mutar. High level. Why would there be an insight? Because Avimelech was about to be born in Eishes Ish, which is one of the Shevet Mitzvah. So he was going to do something he's not allowed to do, but it was an Avi Mutar. And the reason he's an Avi Mutar, because Avraham Avinu said that she's my sister. So as far as he knows, she's a Pnuya. So there's an element here of an Avi Mutar regarding Shevet Mitzvah B'nai Noach. And as a result, it's obviously a perfect comparable to the sugya that we're learning. And on that note, Isay Rabbah Rav Chisda. So Rabbah asked Rav Chisda Kasha. The pasuk says, "Vayovei Elikim al Avimelech b'chaloyim halayla." Vayomelech Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chaloyim halayla comes to Avimelech and he tells him, "Hincha meis al ho'isha asher lo kachta v'hi be'ulas ba'al." You're going to die. You chayiv misa for what you did because she's a be'ulas ba'al, right? She's an eishes ish. Now, hincha meis, what does it sound like? My labi de'yadam, right? Isn't the Eibush telling Avimelech you chayiv misa b'de'yadam for being Eibush shavim mitzvnei nech? What do you mean he's an oimer muta? Oh, see, an oimer muta. You should have been my. Now, truth is, Avimelech was my ayin eshtekel, right? So we'll see in a minute. But the point is that you see clearly that oimer muta is really a meis. But the Gemara says loy b'de'shamayim. Hincha meis didn't mean misa b'de'yadam because an oimer muta b'de'yadam avad is not going to be chayiv misa. What it means is b'dei shamayim. Oh, b'dei shamayim, right? We're not handling b'dei shamayim. B'dei shamayim is a whole different Indian. It's not our sugya. We're handling the oinish b'dei yadam. But could be that hincha meis was only as relates to b'dei shamayim. The Gemara says, Deikonami, it's actually mashman that way, said Rav Chisda. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, a few psukim later, Vayoymer elov, ho eloikim b'chaloyim. Okay, right? Abisha tells Avimelech, I know that really your intentions were okay, and that's why I prevented you mechatoi li. What is mechatoi li? It almost sounds like this is a sugi abidei shamayim. This is bechlal not a sugi abidei yadam. But the Gemara says v'litameh. So again, so Rava brought the parish of Avimelech as a kasha to Rav Chisda as a raya. Oimer Mutar is amazing. Rav Chisda responded, but he didn't just respond. He flipped the whole script. He said, "Deikonami, have a raya to me." So now Rava needs to answer, right? So now Rava's on the defense. So Rava says, one second, you're going to be medayik mechatoi li ulitamech according to you. When it says v'chatosi leilokim, who said this? Yosef told this to Eishes Potifar. He says, I can't do this aveiro because v'chatosi leilokim, you're going to tell me there too leilokim v'loi la'adam? Because that's for sure that Eishes Potifar, she's known as Eishes Potifar, she's an Eishes Ish. And if she's an Eishes Ish, for sure there was a Maisa Gilei Arayis over here. And even though Yosef said v'chatosi leilokim, he couldn't demand mitzad the oinish because for sure the oinish was going to be b'day adam. Elamai, what do you have to say? That v'chatosi leilokim, the chet is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obedino is masal adam. Hachanami, so to mechatoi li rab. I mean, Rava says, you want to deflect, I hear, but don't take Konami. That's not true, because that's poshit, that they mechatoi li, the sins of the Eivish is towards me. Oh, but as it relates to Dinoi Avada could be his muscle up. Either way, Eisei Abayim. Now Abayim and Rava are going to talk. So again, Rav Chisda and Rava are talking, and Abayim and Rava are talking, because they're both the Bali Puk there. Either way, Eisei Abayim and Rava. What did Avimelech tell HaKadosh Baruch when HaKadosh Baruch came to him? He said, Hagoy gam tzaddik taroik, says, why would you kill me? I'm a tzaddik, right? I'm a righteous person. Now, what do you mean? Why is he a righteous person? What do you mean? He's about to do a terrible aveira. Oh, the teretz is because he's an oimer muta. Now Rashi adds that it sounds a little bit kasol gadaitach shahidu leakadosh baruch. And if that's the case, alma onesu, right? Because the Eibush at the end of the day just says tell Avram to leave, right? So it sounds a little bit like. Fakert, it sounds like Eibush was masking. So Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taroik Tainer Abaya. It sounds like this Tainer of Avimelech Lechayra is the author. He wrote the defense called Eimer Mutar, and it sounds like it was admitted in court. It sounds like the Eibush was masking, but the Gemara says it's not true. The Eibush wasn't so masking. Meaning, if you read the Psukim in Teirush of Iksav, it sounds a little bit like the Eibush is okay with Avimelech's response, but really the Eibush gives Avimelech Teichacha, and from the fact that he gave him Teichacha, we have a raya that he wasn't masking. And if he wasn't masking, you can't bring any rayas from Avimelech's time that the Eibush doesn't respond to, because there's more to the story of a raya this next Gemara. Right? You find the Eibush actually responded to Avimelech. What do you tell him? Return this married woman, ki navi hu, because her husband is a navi. Let's say Avraham Avinu wouldn't have been a navi, then there wouldn't have been a chiv. Ki navi hu. Ella, you have to say pshat is kedam Rav Shmuel Achmed. Kedam Rav Shmuel Achmed. Rav Yenison. Hachi kamalei. This is what the Eibush said. Va'ata hashev eishes ha'ish mikol makom. You return the eishes. Ude kamrit. What was your taina? Hagoy gam tzadik taroy. So what did the Gemara think of the half a minute? The Eibush didn't respond to it. No, the Eibush responded. Haloi hu omali. Right, that's really the taina of Agoy Gam Tzadik Tarek. No, Navi, he's a Navi. And Rashi says, Navi, lav davka a Navi. But he's a chacham adaf mi Navi, right? He's a wise person, umimcha lamad. And he knew from you to have to lie. Why? Because achsunoy shabali here, right? If a guest comes to a city, Rashi and Chumash quotes this chazal, al iske achilo v'shtil shayil moisei. Right? What do you ask him? A guest comes to you. You ask him if you're hungry, are you thirsty, can I make you a coffee? Of a klum shayil and oisei ishtachuzu. That's not the question that you ask, and it's for that reason that he understood that something was going on over here, and that's what led him down this whole path. But fakir, at the end of the day, as much as in the psukim it sounds a little bit like Avimelech gets off the hook, really, Avimelech is not so potter, and now is he not so potter? There's a punchline over here that you see from here that it's incumbent upon Avimelech and every Ben Noach and every Yisrael also to really investigate a situation before you make assumptions. In fact, Mikancha Ben Noach Nerag, you see that a Ben Noach can be chayiv misa even when he does something b'shoigeg, even when it's an oimer mutter, because of the fact that you should have chapped the matzav. Meaning, you mamish have to have eyes on all sides. You have to be ma'ayin in the inyan a little bit better to try to be yer the seifa in you before you go ahead and do something, and then, Taina, what was I supposed to do? I had no idea that this was really a problem. But the bottom line is, Taina is the Gemara. You see from this Chazal that just the opposite, that there was a Taina Navi Melech. And the Taina Navi Melech went so far that why you ask Ishtecho, Achoyscha, and from Dosa Leng, that took him from being a shoygig and a karv loynis to all of a sudden being amazed. The bottom line is the Eibishter was not maskim Tavi Melech's taina. If I cared, the Eibishter had a shtickle taina on him. That the question that you asked was already a tefillah, and if that's the case, that's a raya that you have to be ma'ayin. And this would be a raya, if anything, to Omer Mutter being mazed, a raya to Rava, not like Esve Abaya, not Omer Mutter Oynes, not to the sheet of Abaya and to the sheet of Rav Chese. Either way, moving along. Asuma Eimer Goyla Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Suma that kills somebody B'shoik doesn't go to Golos. Rameya Omer Goyla. Rameya says he does go to Golos. Hasoine. What if somebody hates somebody and he kills him B'shoik? Eimer Goyla. He doesn't go to Golos. Rabbi Yossi says worse than that. Hasoine Nerag. If somebody hates somebody and he kills him, even B'shoigig, he himself is chayiv, neshu kemuid, because he's like a muid. Now, usually when you hear the word muid, you think above a kama. Now, truth is, by other mamazik, there's a concept of other muid la'olam, but just the taich of the word muid, the top Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, neshu kemuid? Kemusra Allah, for ivral al asra, devadi ladas hargan. Right, muid is miloshin, he was warned, for huid bevailov. It's a loshin of hasra. And the point is that a soine is always, you wake up in the morning warned, right? And as a result, don't come later and tell me I was a shaygig. No, we warned you. If we warned you, you wouldn't be a shaygig. You'd be amazed, right? So he's considered amazed. And as a result, Rabbi Yossi says, such a chiddush, he's going to be ner. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Yesh soine goyla, v'yesh soine she'ena goyla. Sometimes the soine goes to Golos. Sometimes he doesn't go to Golos. Rashi says that even the soine that doesn't go to Golos, according to Rabbi Shimon, is also not nerag. Well, recap this in a second. This is cultural. If the person can prove beyond, if it looks very, very much like it might have been done ladas, then he's not going to go to Golos. The shaloi ladas. If, however, it's vadai that it was shaloi ladas, right, beyond a reasonable doubt. The Gemara will explain an example of this. But it's like beyond a reasonable doubt that it happened to Shoigig, then already Hareza Goyla, that's when he's going to go to Gol. So the bottom line is, two halachas that we're discussing in this Mishnah. Number one, Asuma, whether he goes to Golos, and number two, Asoine. As it relates to Asuma, there's two sheets. Machalik's Rabbi Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asuma in a Goyla, Rameir holds that Asuma is Goyla. As it relates to Asoine, it's three sheets. The Tanakhama says, Soine never goes to Golos. Rabbi Yossi says, Asoine kills somebody to Shoigig, Schaimis is Bezdin. Rabbi Shimon said, Yesh Soine Goyla. He gave a klal which needs a little bit of hesber, and the Gemara is going to explain. So first things first, as it relates to a Suma, Tana Rabbanan, but later as it says in the Torah, with regards to somebody that kills b'shaykig, oy b'chol even asher yamus ba b'loy ra'os v'yapol olav ayamos fuloy oyev loy v'loy mevakish rase. So the Torah says b'loy ra'os prat l'suma divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we learn from here that a Suma doesn't go to Golos. Why? Because it sounds like this is a person that could have, would have seen punkt, he didn't see. B'loy ra'os is like a punkt. He punked in C, so the halach is that in that case you go to Golos. But if you anyways couldn't see, then you don't go to Golos. Rameir says, Beloy Ra'ois, Le Rabbi says Hasuma. Beloy Ra'ois is actually Marbosum, as the Gemara says. once. Let's take a step backwards. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, right? We thought we for sure understood Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, but now that we heard Rameya, we better revisit everything. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? Except the pasuk says Vashiyavo Esrei Eu Bayar Afilu Suma, right? It sounds like even a Suma. Also B'lei Ra'ois Mate. So the word B'lei Ra'ois comes and it makes a meaning. Without B'lei Ra'ois, what would you think? Why should a Suma not be included? Kamash one B'lei Ra'ois, he's excluded. Rameya says, I agree with everything that you just said. The Pash, this is Vashiyavo Esrei Eu Bayar, sounds like everybody. Oh, but it says B'lei Ra'ois, which is Lamait. And then it says again, Bavli Da'as, which is Nacham Olamait, Havi Miyat Achar Miyat, right? What's a double negative, a positive? They Miyat Achar Miyat Ala Le Rabbis. And that's how you end up with a Reba. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do Bavli Da'as? Why is that not a Miyat Achar Miyat? So the Gemara says, Problem is Chabad Adas. No, it's not coming to exclude Re'i. It's not to do Re'iya, right? It was Vushtate Re'iya and Bavli Da'as. It's talking about Kavana. It's the Ikedin of Shoigi, which the Gemara already dashed in on the Zayin of the Days. It has nothing to do with this halacha. Either way, this is the Machlix Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, not for now, but it is Kedai to mention that this machloikis remain Rabbi Yehuda is from the machloikisin that are oimdim berumay shalayim. At first glance, you would say this seems like such an obscure shaila, a snuma that kills b'shoigig. Is he chayv gals? He's not chayv gals. But really, this shita's Rabbi Yehuda is the basis. It's the foundation of his shita and shas, which is that a snuma is potim in a mitzvahs. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We know Cher Shait V'Katan are Ptur Min HaMitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yachid. He holds that a Suma is also Ptur Min HaMitzvahs. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but Ki Yadua, Rabbi Yeruchim says that we're Chayesh V'Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in different halachas. But the bottom line is that as it relates to this Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, as much as in a vacuum, if you would stop here, it would seem to be a very, very, very obscure halacha. But really, this is the Yisoid of the great Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shas, right? It's all based on Hekeshon, which the Gemara brings in different places. It's from the fact Rabbi Yehuda holds that Asum is Potter and Galus, that you end up with Asum being Potter, putting a tefillin, at Kedekach, that Asum is Potter, Min HaMitzvahs. Either way, Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Yomer, Hasoini, Nerek. So we had three Shitas as it relates to a Soini. First Shita is, he just doesn't go to Galus. Second Shita is a Chiddush. Hasoini, Nerek, Faith to Gemara, Nerek, Velo Yasrube. Right, you have to have Asrub. Can't kill somebody, give somebody Mises Bez unless he was warned. Good, you'll tell me he's a soine, but if we're handling Golos, that means by definition there was no Asra, right? Because if there was Asra, then it for sure is not a Shoigig, right? He's Kim Musri, he's not Kim. Obviously, there was no physical Fleshik Asra. If there's no Asra, he can't be Nerek. You want to tell me he doesn't go to Golos? I hear it, we could have that conversation, but how can he be Nerek? What happened to Asra? And for the Gemara, Geshmak Keteretz, Matzitz, Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Yehudi, the Mishnah Gemara, Rabbi Yehudi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehudi, Oymit Chavei, Enit Zorach Asra, Tamil Chalkum doesn't need Asra, Levi Shalom, Nitna Asra, El Havkim, Enchoig Lameis, right? Kundra, Rabbi Yehudi, the whole Chavtz of Asra is to be Machim, Enchoig Lameis, a Tamil Chalkum, someone that's holding, so we know he knows the difference between Enchoig and Lameis, according to that Shita, you don't need Asra anyways. You don't need Asra anyways. Rabbi Yossi is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi. It's not the same Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rabbi Yossi is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon said, Yesh soin a goy, love yesh soin a she'en a goy. Right? So again, the first sheet is soin a goy. Rabbi Yossi's soin is Nerag. Rabbi Shimon's sheet is, there's a soin that goes to Golos, and then there's a soin that doesn't go to Golos, meaning he's not Nerag like Rabbi Yossi, he's an Eino Goyla like the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, Tanya Ketzer, Rabbi Shimon, Yesh Eino Goyla, Yesh Eino Goyla. What is the Hechatimsa of a Soina that's Goyla and a Soina that's Eino Goyla? So it says, Rabbi Shimon, Nifsak, in the event that the person was, let's say he was, in the case of the Mishnah, right, where he has this pail that he's bringing up, and all of a sudden it was Nifsak, right, the thing broke. So the Halach is Goyla, he's going to go to Golas. Nishmat, if it fell out of his hands, in a Goyla, then he's not going to go to Golas, right? What's the difference? If he's Nifsak, so then he for sure didn't do it Badas, right? He figured out a way to get the rope to snap and for this whole thing to happen, it's impossible, right? You can't do that. So as much as he's a Soine, and as much as Rav Shimon subscribes to the idea of Soina and Negaila, but at the same time, this is Zichar, a Maisa of Shkaga. If it's Nishmat, it quote-unquote slipped out of my hand, you know what? Then already it's Mochamer. Golus is not a Mechaper, and it's for that reason this person is already going to be a Negaila. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Vatanya, we learned in a Braise, Rav Shimon says, La'olam in Negaila. A person never goes to Golus, Ache Yishamit Machzal Miyadai. Unless the Keli, the tool that he was using was Nishmat. So again, what does Rav Shimon say over here? That the only time a person ever goes to Golus is if it's Nishmat. Kasha Nifsak and Nifsak, Kasha Nishmat and Nishmat. Right, Nifsak and Nifsak is a Kasha because Rav Shimon said that the Soina goes to Golus if it's Nifsak. That's the case of where the Sinner goes to Galus. And the Brice says he never go to Galus if you're Nifsak. And Nishmar is also Kasha, because Reb Shimon said that the Sinner does not go to Galus where it's Nishmat. And here Reb Shimon says, Faket, you go to Galus when it's Nishmat. So the Gemara says, again, Kasha Nifsak and Nifsak, Kasha Nishmat and Nishmat. So the Girsa of the Bach, and it's the Girsa of Rashi, is to flip the next words. Not Nifsak and Nifsak like Kasha, but rather Nishmat and Nishmat like Kasha. Haba Oyev, Haba Sinner. As it relates to Nishmat and Nishmat, that's not a Kasha. Meaning, it's true that Reb Shimon holds that Be'etzim, you go to Galus for being Nishmat, but by a Sinner, not. Because there's a wink-wink element to this whole Nishmat business. And when it comes to a Soine, when there's reason to believe that something's off over here, so then already this halacha is not going to be true. Nifsak, a Nifsak like Kasha, and as it relates to the Kasha, Nifsak, a Nifsak, that's also not Shmer. HaRebi, HaRabbanon. Could be one member is going according to Rebbe, the other member is going according to Rabbanon. So who's this Rebbe and Rabbanon? So that's the Mishnah on Dav Zayin on the days where there was a machloikis, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikita Vaharak. Right? What would be if somebody was holding an axe and part of the axe fell off and it killed, but part of the axe is still in his hand. Rebbe holds ain't a goyla. You don't go to Galus because Rebbe holds that being that part of the weapon is still in your hand, that's a reason for you not to go to Galus. Come and say goyla, you're going to go to Galus. Nifsak is such a case. Nifsak is a case where part of the weapon that killed is in your hand, part of it is not in your hand. Whether or not you go to Galus in a matzav of Nifsak is really telling that machloek is Rebbe and the Rabbanim. Take a look, there's a very, very long Rashi here. Rashi brings a whole nother gears in the Gemara, Ayin Sham, but that's the shortest, easiest answer to explain what the Gemara means. Nifsak and Nifsak loy kasha. Either way, exhale. So as it relates to raid, I thought it's kedai to go back and talk about one of the Gemaras that we did not learn together over Yontif. It's really related more to the first parak, the sugyas of Hazama, stating that it's a real Shas Inyan. It's an Inyan that everyone's familiar with. Every child is familiar with. It's a davar ha'oimed b'rumesh alaylam, and really something we've spoken about over the years, but be'im be'is medrash p'loy chedish. And that is, so the topic of the first parak of Masechtas Makis was the halacha of the Eid Zoyme. What's the halacha of an Eid Zoyme? If two Eidim say Eidos, there was a Gemar Din, and before Beis Din had the chance to enforce the Oynish, two other Eidim came into Beis Din and said, Heich atem no Eidim, imonu ayisim v'makum ployni b'zman ployni. So the halacha is that we dismiss the Eidos of the first Eidim, we accept the Eidos of the second Eidim. Not just that, we punish the first Eidim, and the punishment is Vasisam Loi Kashnizamam Lasis La'achiv. The Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Beis said that the only time that the halacha is that we give Kashnizamam is in the event that there was a Gemar Din already on the testimony of the first Eidim. If, however, there was no Gemar Din, at that point, there's no Einish of Kasha Zaman. The Gemara brought a Braisa, and the Gemara took it even a step further. That the only time the halacha is that there's a punishment of Kasha Zaman is if there was a Gemar Din, however, the punishment was not practically enforced. If, however, the punishment was enforced, then already the halacha is that there's not going to be a vasisam like kasha zaman lasis lachav. It's what's known in the vernacular as kasha zaman v'loy kasha rasa. The only time there's an oynish of kasha zaman is if the Edom wanted, but they didn't actually have success in what it was they were trying to do. If, however, Beis Din would act upon the Eidos, it would be already Kasha Zomam. So then already the halacha would be Kasha Zomam, like Kasha Rasa. There would not be an Oynish of Kasha Zomam on these two Eidim. Now the Gemara says that Beribi was the one who said this, right? Beribi, Stira. Sometimes Beribi is a Shem Chacham, Truth from the Eid Behuda. Sometimes Beribi means the God of Adar. But Beribi was the one that said, Loi hargu neragen. Hargu ein neragen. So Amar Aviv, so his father heard what he said, and he said, Bni, mein tayir izun, lav kal v'chaymeru. He didn't hit him, by the way. But he just said it to him, right? He said, lav kal v'chaymeru. He said, I understand. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be that the Edom are going to be punished for Kasha Zamam, but they're not going to be punished for Kasha Asa? Haloi davaru. So what did he tell him? He told him back, Lima the tonu rab. We know ain't oynchem and adin. Lemaisa says in the Torah about sisam like kasha zomam. Kasha zomam is mashma v'loy kasha rasa. It's a kal v'chaymer. I'm asking, it's a kal v'chaymer. Stating that the rule is ain't oynchem and adin. If you take a look in the Gilyon Marsha, so the Gilyon Marsha are the Gilyonis, the Hagoyis and Shasta were written by Reb Shloimeh Eger. See, he says as follows: I in tshuvas oil Yaakov the Rav Yaakov Sesportis, Simen Yud Zayin, the Ayin Sham, Ola Chav Gimel, take a look over there on Dav Chav Gimel, Soif Amir Aleph, at the end of Amir Aleph, Dibra Maschul Haloi. So Rav Shloime Eger was Mitzayin, a very, very Chakava Maramachim. He said, take a look in Shailos Achuvah's Oil Yaakov. The Mechaber of the Oil Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Sesportis. And in Simen Yud Zayin, page Chav Gimel, Dibra Maschul Haloi, you're going to see something that I think is worthwhile saying. So Vosh state in Shailos Achuvah's Oil Yaakov, the Rav Yaakov Sesportis, in Simen Yud Zayin, at the end of Amir Aleph on Daf Chav Gimel, Dibra Maschul Haloi, talk of something very, very fascinating, and really, it requires a little bit of an introduction. Now, before we start, I just want to give a shout-out to a younger man in Lakewood, whose name is Rabbi Cheskel Sklar. So he wrote a kuntres called Kasha Zomman V'loy Kasha Asa, where he went through the inyan that we're about to discuss right now very, very thoroughly, and a lot of what we're going to say now comes from this kuntres. I also want to give a shout out to Nachi Weinstein for alerting me to this kuntres and for helping me a little bit filling in some gaps as it relates to 17th century Amsterdam. I'm giving it away a little bit, but as we're about to see, and apparently Nachi is not just our in-house Italian scholar, but he's officially become our in-house Dutch scholar as well. But either way, as an introduction to this tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis, the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, and this is in Parsha Shoftim, it's on the pasuk Asisam loy kasher zomah lasas lachem. So he brings this chazal. The chazal said kasher zomah v'loy kasher asa, and he mutches. He says, "What's pshat? Doesn't make any sense." Ain't oint min adin. I hear that just means that just because kasher zomah, it doesn't have to be kasher asa. Aber still, that should have a little bit of a hesber. Why is it that the edom will be punished if it led to a Gmar Din, but they won't be punished if it got past that point and it actually resulted in a Kasher Asa? Says the Ramban, V'atam boze, bavur ki mishpat ha'edem ha'zoymimin b'gzeres ha'shalat. He said, really, the whole parsha of Hazama is Gzeres HaKasav. Shehem Shnayim U'Shnayim, because it's two against two, right? The Gemara says, Eidzoymim Chidashu, my chaz is the Samchisahani, Smaichahani. If two Edom walk into Besin and they say Edus that Reuven killed somebody, and then two other Edom come in and they're mazim them. The Torah says it's Gzeres HaKosev that the first two Edom have to be killed. It's probably because from the fact that these two other Edom walked into Besin, that's a raya that Reuven must have been an Erlich person. Ilu hayu Rasha ben Mavis, because had he been a Rasha and really been Chayiv Misa, because the first two Edom were telling the truth, then the Eibishter would not have saved him. Kasha Amar, like the Torah says, ki loy atzdik Rasha. It's a passing in Parashas Mishpatim. So it's for that reason, says the Ramban, that's the Havana, a little bit of a Hesber, why it is that in every situation of Azama, we trust the second pair of Edom. Because probably this is a manifestation of Kiloy Atzdik Rosh, Avlim Nereg Ruvain. But if Ruvain was actually killed because of the Edos of the first two Edom, Nachshoiv, we have to assume Shahoya Emes, Eskol, Asher, Heidu, all of our Rishayin. Probably what the first two Edom said was true. Kihu Bavoinai Mes. Why? Because Ve'ilu Hoyot Tzadik. Because had he really been innocent, Lo Yasvenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never allowed this to happen. K'moisha Amar, that's a different pasuk. Hashem Lo Yasvenu Biyadoi, V'lo Yarshienu Bihishoftoi. So says the Ramban, that in the event that it's a Kasher Zomah, not a Kasher Asa, this credence, this svarah to say that the second two Edom are really the ones that are telling the truth. And the fact that they just walked into Besdin is a kiyum of Kilo Yatzdik Rasha. But Fakert, in the event that we killed the person, it was Kasher Asa based on the original testimony, then probably the second two Edom are not telling the truth. Because it's probably a bechina of Hashem lo yazvenu biyadoi v'lo yarshienu bishofti. V'oi tzok der Ramban v'aytish lo yitin Hashem ha-shoivtim ha-tzadikim ha-oivnim l'fon of lishbechtam mo'noki. There's another thing you have to know, and that is that Kodesh Baruch will never allow the shoivtim to kill an innocent man. Because the pasuk says, ki ha-mishpat le'lo kimhu. And the pasuk also says, "Bekerav alikim yishpoit." V'hine kol ze yishino ma'ilu gedoyla b'shoyfte Yisrael. Va'avtocha shakadosh baruch hu maskim al yodam v'imam bedvar hamishpat. V'zeh tam. That's what you find when it says in the Torah that there's a din Torah. Va'amdu shneya anoshem asher lohem ariv. Where do they stand lefnei Hashem? Ki lefnei Hashem heim oim demamish bevoyim lefnei akianav ashoyftim. V'hu yanchem bederech emes ukvar skarti mizeh b'seder ve'eva hamishpatim. And also in parshas Baloyischa, we spoke about this in the Hakdama to Masechta Sanhedrin. Dvorim you do and Atikin from the Ramban, but says the Ramban, you want to know why there's a din of kasha zomav like kasha also? Because where it's kasha zomav, it's mistaber the second two edim are telling the truth. Where it's kasha also, it's mistaber just the opposite. Why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits in Bezdin, be careful the kimyushpoit, and the Eibishter would never allow an innocent man to die. And in the event that it became a kasha also, it's probably because the first two edim are telling the truth. So edzamim chedeshu, right? And the Ramban prefaces it with edzamim chedeshu, as if there was a svar of edzamim. Ramban says, I'm not going to tell you my tires to be Dairish time of the Kra, right? We don't pass like Rav Shimon, who's Dairish time of the Kra. Oh, but the might say Zaymim Chiddishu. So it's a little bit Einu Emel Darsheni. So it's the Ramban that when it comes to Akasha Zomam, the Svar is to believe the second to Adam. When it comes to Akasha Rosso, if you understand the Umik, the Pnimius of how a Bezdin operated, you'd fashte that it actually is Yosef Yosef Mestaber not to trust the second period Adam. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Mechaya on this Pasik, so Kedarke Bakoidish, he goes in the Mahalach of the Ramban, right? Which is something that's very, very often the way Rabbeinu Bechaya goes. But if you take a look inside, he says it a drop differently. Rabbeinu Bechaya says this way: V'darshu Chazal kasha zoma v'loy kasha rasa loyma shem hargu Sanhedrin hamechuyev be'edusan shel harishonim va'acha kachuzmu ein erogin v'chein amar b'gemara makas tafei hargu ein erogin loy hargu ein erogin v'tam bozeh she soma chakosov al schusan shel haSanhedrin she shoyr aleim ruach hakodesh shlo yishpachu dam noki ve'ulmole she kvar nischayev hanerag mimokim acher loy niskal gol oynesh zeh al yudeim ulefichach manichem ha'edem ki ilu yodanu she ha'emes he'idu. So Rabbeinu Bechaya is going up Yidakish Rabban, but there's one big difference. The Ramban says that being that this the svaris that he lays out, it's mistaber that what the first two Adam was saying is true. Nachshav l'shoyni azav shel Ramban shahoya emes kol ma sheheidu all of our rishonim, that what the Adam rishonim said was emes, and therefore we assume for sure the two Adam told the truth. Torah says al pishnei Adam yakum gavur, and therefore whatever it was that they were being made on this person is 100% the way it happened. Rabbeinu Bechaya says not. That's already pushing it already. Mechateisi, I don't know if that's true. His lashon is ulefichach man. Right, we always talk about ki'ilu. In the Ramban, it's not ki'ilu. Nachshev shahaya emes kol asher heidu all of our rishonim. In the Ramban, it's ulefichach manichem ha'edem ki'ilu yodanu sheha emes heidu. And now the Eibishter decided that he wants to go ahead and kill him. But the side of the terrace is the same. And that is that the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, worked with Ruach HaKodesh, worked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a pnimius. Again, it's a pnimius that we can only exercise like in such a parasha, where you're dealing with an Eidzai Mechidishu. Here we have a right to invoke it. Ramban said it in his nusach. Rabbeinu Bechaya said it in his nusach. Take a look. In the Abar Benel al HaTorah, so the Abar Benel brings this Mahalach from the Ramban and from Rabbeinu Bechaya, and then he says as follows: V'yesh bazeh gam kein tzi b'sheinus. So there's another reason why kasha zoma v'loy kasha rasa. V'hi sheratz Hashem yisalo lochus al kvoy bezen. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was very worried about the honor of the courts. Ki eich yochel v'yisparsim kloinom le'enei Hashemesh. She yoimru kol ha'am shadonu ish echel ha'arigo oy lo'oynish behepech ha'emes u'kidai b'zoyim v'ketzef. V'lo yir koyech b'yad bezdin oyd yofa be'enei ha'am v'yiparku ol me'ra'a me'aleyem v'yobam yizeh nezeh godol el klolus ha'toyra v'amitzvah v'fishoyu niskokin l'hachris b'neim hani gabri miskatlum neche hitu bezdin l'hargris ha'nevesh le'gedin. And when this big Indian's going to come out, there's going to be such bizyoinus and charifus. And it's for that reason, says the Abar Benel, I think Chazal were very sensitive to kasha zoma v'loy kasha rasa. Right? The Abar Benel is reminiscent of the raid we spoke about in the sugi of the Zaki Mamre. Right? What's the avl of the Zaki Mamre? He's violating the principle of Mamre. Right? Making sure that Beznin has its authority, making sure that people respect the Manhige Adar is a very, very wichtige zach. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to make such a matzav, a kasha zoma, v'loy kasha also, u'kedai b'zoyim b'ketzef. Think about what's, v'yobam yizeh nezeh godol al klolus ha'teirev ha'mitzvahs. Pliploim. And it's for that reason, says the Abarbanel, I think there was an Indian of, once it was done, it was done. Zolzain, let it be. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. Because what we're worried about is the sanctity of Klal Yisrael. And at the end of the day, if people are going to make bezionis, it's not worth the whole thing. And then he says at the end, Ukvar Heir al Siba Azois, Harab Chizdoi, Barbam Vishloichem Yisifra. So who's Rav Chizdoi? So there was a Rishon that most people never heard of, Rav Chizdoi Kreskas. Chizdoi Kreskas, he was one of the greatest of Bali Machshava, one of the great Rishonim. And the Abarbanel says, I already saw this in the Torah of Rab Chizdoi Kreskas. On the bottom of the Nu Abarbanels, they write the Kach Kosef HaRabag, that the Rabag said the same thing. The truth is, it's a Mefurash Meiri. And the Meiri is in our sugya, and it's in the Mesechtes Makis, Gradon Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. So the Meiri over there is talking about this thing, Kasher Zom of Eloi Kasher Os, it doesn't make any sense. How could it be? Zok the Meiri Vishtek. Now, if you take a look at the Meiri inside, the Meiri then goes ahead and the Meiri says another pshat. The Meiri says as follows. He says, "Umikamokim ha-ga'onim kosvu atam." He says the ga'onim said a different reason. Shemi'acha sheheirimu sheloi b'shaschimo meriva v'nekamo v'shehuchpulo aveirosam b'ritzicho ve'edu sheker einam ruyim lekapara. Umitoich kach ein onsham muscle the bezdin, ukiderich shamru le maila besug yezu. Who shall also maisa be mazed la yiglu kech the lava le kapar? Or behem shall also maisa be mazed yiglu kech the tahavu le kapar. So says the Meiri, he brings this pshat that Reb Chizdoi Kreskas and that the Rabbi and that the Barbanel said. It's poshat al tzilus of the Bedino, but he says, I'm going to tell you a pshat that the Ge'oinim said. The Ge'oinim said, the Vasis my kashazam and lasis la achiv is a good oinish and it's a good kapara for someone that actually never had somebody get killed, where it was only a kasha zomam. But the minute it became not a kasha zomam, it became a kasha also, it's there, it's way more chomer. And because it's more chomer, now ready to get the oinish of kasha zomam is more maspik. And it's for that reason, not kasha zomam like kasha also, because we don't think you deserve the punishment. Mitzad the punishment shabai, right? This makis tapes. Mitzad the punishment shabai avadi, you deserve the punishment. Kal v'chomer, I good and din, ain't oichman adin, but kal v'chomer. You want to know why he's not going to get the punishment? Because there's a certain kapara element that comes along with every oinish, and it's the kapara, it's that this person doesn't deserve. If you take a look in the Tzroir Hamor, right here in Parashat Shoftim, so just to read a few lines. V'amar v'asisam le'kashazoma v'loy kashayasa. V'amru chazal, makistav hei, hargu ein nerogim, v'imloy hargu, nerogim. V'afal bishadova nira dovazar. It seems very strange, says the Tzroir Hamor. Abikfar kosev Ramban zal tamlos. Ramban already said afshat. V'ani kosafti l'maylo atamo amiti. He says, but I already, earlier in the Sefer, I said already, my tamo amiti, the pshat that I think is the real emes. And that is, it says in the parsha, ki mizaroi nosan l'moylach. Right, there's an isomoylach. V'amru Chazal said mizaroi v'loi kol zaroi. Right, if somebody is noisem mizaroi l'moylach, so then dalach he was chayim mises best. But if somebody took all his children and he was noisem l'moylach, then he's not chayim. V'hadoven nira behepach. Right, it should be just the opposite. V'chein bekat. This isn't mamish like moylach, says the Tzroir Hamor. Kisha hargu ein erogin. Oh, but the pshat's like this. L'fi sheyodua. Shami says bez ne mechaperes. Tetnam beperek nigmar adin. Hayurachik mi beis haski luke eser amus. Oymer lo yizvada. Shekein dera kol amumsim mizvadim. Vim eni oidea le svada. Oymer tei misosi kapora al kol avinois. V'acha says the Tzroir Hamor. Shami says bez ne mechaperes. Kisha hargu ein erogin. Kuz be'inyin shalo yiyya lohem kaporo. Ki ein roi lechaper lo oisai kozeh. Abel the person didn't die. So the Tzroir Hamor is saying what the Meiri brought from the Ge'onim. Which Ge'onim? We don't know. But he brought it from Ge'onim. But the Tzroir Hamor says it with a whole geshmakite. He said, this is the Tamo Amiti. And he shtels it to what? He shtels it to Moloch. And this is really something we spoke about a lot in Masechet Sanhedrin. That you have the same exact anomaly when it comes to Moloch. If someone's Nasa Mizari L'Moloch, she's Chai Misa. But if you're Nasa and Kol Zari L'Moloch, you're not going to be Chai Misa. How could it be? The Teretz is because there's two dinim. There's the oynish and there's the kapar. Mitzad the oynish, it's a good kal v'chomer. Or mitzad the kapar, it's not a good kal v'chomer. This is the marsha, by the way, that says this is the reason ein oynish ben adin. That's the famous marsha, right? Why ein oynish ben adin? So the posh pshat is because maybe there's a pirach on the kal v'chomer. But the marsha ki yodu said it's because maybe being that you did something more chomer, you're not going to get kapar with this oynish, and you lahed you need more than that. And the marsha came gufer from this whole Indian. But the bottom line is sneder tzur mar. To me, this is a perfect sushta. There's another pshat that the rishonim say. There's another pshat, and this pshat is in the Bechor Shor. Where is it? It's right here. Parsha Shofin. Everything is off in art. The Bechor Shor, right, all we have to do is open up the svar. So it's right here in the Bechor Shor. The Bechor says the same thing. Bechor Shor asks, V'im toimar, loy kol dechein hu, loy nergu nerogin, hargu loy koshkin. By the way, the Bechor Shor was one of the Baal Toysfus. He talks like a Toysfus. V'im toimar, loy kol dechein hu, loy nerogin nerogin, hargu loy koshkin. I hear Abba Lamaisa. At the end of the day, how exactly do you understand it? And he goes on and he says as follows. He says that Chazal were worried that in the event, the halacha would be Hargu Narogin, that even Kasher Asa, in the event that somebody was killed, somebody was given Mises Bezdin, two Aiden walk into Bezdin, they prosecute someone, the guy ends up being killed. So the Goyel Adam, right? We know about the Goyel Adam. Those are the sugars we're really learning now. So the Goyel Adam is going to be furious. The family is going to be very, very upset. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to be incentivized to go ahead and to hire two Aiden, to be Mazim the Aiden, and like this, we're going to kill them. Meaning, Hazama is a very dangerous weapon. Tzadikim yelchubam upoishim yukashlubam. It's a very, very, very dangerous weapon. Chazal appreciated that, said the Bechor Shor. They chaf that this is very, very dangerous. And if you're going to allow a hargu nerogin, what's going to prevent people from doing that? So you should always say that. So says the Bechor Shor, it's not true. Because ordinarily, if you want to go out and you want to try to stop something from happening, you wouldn't hire Edei Azama. What you would hire is Edei HaKchasha. And Edei HaKchasha, in a way, is even better because you don't have to be worried about Zoyim Mezoyim and Ayin Shami goes through a whole Arichas. But there you could work with HaKchasha. HaKchasha would just say it's a hung jury and there's nothing you could do and he wouldn't be killed. But once you kill him already, there's no Edei HaKchasha. It's too late. So now the only way to express your anger that you have towards this person is by taking revenge and by killing him. So said the Bechor Shor, that's the oimik. That's why Chazal said, Kasha Zomav Loi Kasha Asa. Not so long ago, Mechon Ofek printed, they published, Chidushim Al HaTorah L'Rabbeinu Tam. Mamish Chidushim Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Tam Al HaTorah, right? Rabbeinu Tam Al HaTorah, it's a real sefer, it exists. I'm pretty sure it's available, by the way. So Rabbeinu Tam Al HaTorah, right here in Parsha Shoiftim, he says word for word what the Bechor Shor says. It's Grad Geshmak, because the Bechor Shor, if you read his bio, is known as a Talmud Muvik of Rabbeinu Tam. So this comes from the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bechor Shor, they both came up with this whole reason. But there's one interesting thing in this whole Indian. There's one interesting thing in this whole Indian, and that is, every single Rishon that you open up is trying to say pshat and kasha zama v'lo kasha asa, which is not something you find every day. There's certain rishonim, they were Isaac and these in Yonim a little bit, but every rishon has a pshat, and not just that, this is the tam amiti, that's the tam amiti. Rab Barbanel, I mean, this is already mamish the end of the rishonim, early achreinim era. The oilam is mamish heis over this Indian, and it's a little bit mashma that maybe there was a little more than meets the eye, and it feels a little bit like. Why was everybody so excited about this? I hear it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Every daf and shas is a good kashas. But this is something that every rishon tried saying, I'll tell you what I think, I'll tell you what I think. This is the real pshat, that's the real pshat. Two pshatim. He also said it, he also said it. Right? There's a little something that's going on. The truth is, there is the rest of the story. And the rest of the story really is a continuation of something that we spoke about in Masechta Sanhedrin. And that is Rachmana Litzlan. Over the centuries, one of the issues that the Yidden had to deal with was the Neitzrim and the Neitzrim's attacks against the Talmud. So we know there were a lot of vikuchim, a lot of debates that the Yidden were forced to have together with the Neitzrim. Most of the debates was debating Yahadus. These were theological debates. But many of the debates were actually just defending the Talmud. And usually the prosecution was being led by somebody who was a Talmud Chacham, someone that, you know, grew up learning Torah. He was Molly Krasin Shasu Pais, and then he became a Meshumet. And once he became a Meshumet, he used all the intelligentsia that he had against the Yidden, where he was able to mamish varf gemoras and different zachin that would make the Yidden look very, very bad. And that created this whole genre, an industry of where people were mamish being misfakeach over the Talmud. And should the Yid, forget about Yehadus, should the Jews have a right to study Gemara, or should they not have a right to study Gemara? Now, the most famous of those debates was the debate of Rabbi Chilmi Paris, which was in France with Donin, the terrible Meshumid, Shem Risham Yirkov. And this was something, you know, which of course led to the burning of the Shas and the Ram Rutenberg's kinna. That's the most famous one, but there were many, many others. A big chelik of these debates revolved around what the prosecution argued was silly halachas in the Gemara. Gemaras that just, to them, just didn't seem to make any sense. They're just illogical. And if the Gemara is illogical, so then the Jews become illogical, v'hamevin yovin. And this is really where they were going with that. And they would call out certain Gemaras. Every single vikuach you'll ever see in your life, there's a chapter dedicated to what's known as kasha zaman v'loy kasha rasa. Mamish, kasha zaman v'loy kasha rasa. And it's poshut, this is the rest of the story. It's not even a shaila. If you know the history, you know this is the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that the rishonim and the achronim, they were dealing with this. This was a problem. This wasn't just lahagdol teru la'adiru. This was lahachzer ha'toru li'oshna. Right, this was a question of mamish pekuach nefesh. That's what was going on over here. With chamira sakante meis surah. It's not just a rape bite, right? There's the mamish, it's the survival of the Jewish people. And pogroms were erupted when the Jews got it right. Kal v'chomer, in the eyes of the goyim, they got it wrong. And that's what was going on over here, right? It's Pesach now, blood libels. These were blood libel the gezachin. That's what was going on over here. And if the Jews believe kasha zama, but like kasha rasa, that means their whole court system, their whole judicial system is ridiculous. And this is mamish like moilach, right? The Tzrei Amar, he was mamish megala to you. Because moilach, that's the sami, that was the Ramosh Mikutzi and the smag, and then the Rabbi Chilmi Paris. It was the first argument the prosecution made in Rabbi Chilmi Paris's debate was moilach. How do you make sense that anoisim mizari le moilach is chai misa, but anoisim kolzari is not? And the Tzrei Amar says, look at what I wrote by moilach. Because this is mamish moilach, it really is. It's the mushal, the nimshal, it's all one and the same. And this is really the rest of the story. This is where this was all playing itself. So what does this have to do? What does this have to do? Right, we have to come full circle here. We have to wrap up. So what does this have to do with Rabbi Shloime Eger's Hagah? Rabbi Shloime Eger said, take a look in Shailos Tshuvos Oil Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis Simin Yud Zayin V'Ayin Sham Olach of Gimel Soif Amir Aleph Dibur Hamaskol Haloi. So the rest of that story is Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis was a Rav in Amsterdam in the late 1600s. Now, he became very, very famous. He became famous for writing a sefer called Tzitzis Neuvel Tzvi. Tzitzis Neuvel Tzvi was the original polemic against Shabsai Tzvi. And Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis was a little bit of a Chacham Adav Minavi in that even in the beginning of the whole excitement and the movement of Shabsai Tzvi, where there were many G'dayli Yisrael, Mamish, E.F. Shalaparta, but there were many, many G'dayli Yisrael that were 100% on the bandwagon of Shabsai Tzvi, but Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis with an incredible clarity so that wasn't the case. And he fought him, he held that he was rotten from day one. And he wrote a sefer called Tzitzis Neuvel Tzvi, where he goes after him in a very, very strong way. And Kiyadur, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was very busy with the sefer when he did what he did. But the bottom line is that he is the mechaber of the sefer Tzitzis Neuvel Tzvi. He was a goyin oilam mamish on the highest proportion. So Megas tending you to his tshuvas. And he wants you to take a look at this tshuva. Now, at that same time, the Rabbi Yaakov Sesportis was a rav and a Chaver Bezdin in Amsterdam. The of Bezdin was a Yid by the name of Reb Shaul Levi Mortera. Shaul Levi Mortera. He was the of Bezdin of Amsterdam. So Reb Yaakov Sesportis is a member of the Bezdin. But the of Bezdin was Reb Shaul Levi Mortera. Around that time, there was a Meshumid, a Yisrael Meshumid, that had written a book. And this book was one of these polemics that went Kenega the Talmud. The person that wrote it was a man by the name of Sixtus of Siena. Right? So a lot of the popes were known as Sixtus, S-I-X-T-U-S. Sixtus of Siena. The Maharal wrote a sefer Kenega, this book that was written by this Meshumet, Shem Risham Yirkov. And one of the people that wrote a book Kenega was Shaul Levi Mortera. By the way, you know who else wrote a book against it? Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Modena, if you really want to come full circle. But the bottom line is that Shaul Levi Mortera wrote a book. And one of the things that he shried about this Meshumid was Kasha Zoma Veloy Kasha Osa. And in that sefer that Shaul Levi Mortera responded to, he said Kasha Zoma Veloy Kasha Osa. And it seems that this Meshumid was not happy with any of the Pshatim that he had seen. Meaning he knew the Rishonim, but he wasn't happy. He also knew how to open up every single Rishon on the Sfarim Shach, right? That's all we did. And he knew all this. But at the same time, he wasn't Sefridin. So he said, I'm going to say the real Pshat. I'm going to tell you the real Tama Amiti. Not the Barbanel's Tama Amiti and not the Tama Amiti of the Tzroi Ramor. He said, I'm going to tell you the real Tama Amiti. He said, Kasha Zoma, like Kasha also, you think means that the Edom Zoyman don't get killed? Who said they don't get killed? What it means is that they don't get Kasha Zoma. How did they get killed? They're Reutzchim. He said, how did they get killed? They're Reutzchim. They get killed. And he said, I'll tell you sharper. Because we know there's a halacha of Yad Ha'edim Tiyo Boi Barishoina. That the way they used to give somebody Mises Bezdin was the Edim would kill the person. Right? It was Yad Ha'edim Tiyo Boi Barishoina. That means if it was already a Kasher Osa, Zaytzei Meres, the Edim killed the person. The Edim are Reutzchim. The Chiddush is, it's not Kasher Zoma. Kasher Zoma is, right, depending on what it was they wanted this person to get. Here, let's say the guy got skiwa. I don't know. That's what Kasher Zoma would be. Here they're going to be done as a reitzeach. But he said this whole premise that the Edom get off the hook when it's Kasher also, no way in the world. And not only did he write this in his book that he wrote Keneged, this Meshumid, but he gave a Droshan in Beis Medrash. It was Parsha Shoiftim. And in his Droshan, in Parsha Shoiftim, he went ahead and he said over this Chiddush in the Droshan. Either way, Rabbi Yaakov supports this. It was Mamish Ben Iroy. He lives in the same zip code. He hears about this Chiddush that his Chavar, the Av Bezdin of Amsterdam, said, and he writes a tshuva. And that tshuva is printed in Shaul Tshuva's Oil Yaakov. It's a Siman Yud Zayin. And if you go to the end of Amen Aleph, of Dav Chav Gimel Amen Aleph, Divra Maschel Haloi, he's ripping apart this Indian, and he asks Mamish 10 kashas. It's funny, when I was reading it, it was like Mamish, it was like, I felt like I was learning a Pnei Yeshua. And the truth is, he lived even before the Pnei Yeshua. He's a real Achron, a real Goyin, a real Lamdan. Not Stam. And he's ripping apart the sugya. He says, first of all, then it really sounds like the Tzedokim. Because remember the Tzedokim in the Mishnah? They were very busy. What do you mean? It says Nefesh B'Nefesh in the Parsha of Azama. Like you, we could be Mekayim the Dasa Tzedokim. It's Nefesh B'Nefesh. It's going to be the gay where it's Kasha also. He said, not just that. You can't give somebody Mises Bez unless it's Asra. We know Eidzoimim is a Nitzorich Asra. He asked a whole bunch of Kashas. Mamish, like Rav Shlomo Eger said, Ayin Shom. There's a whole bunch of Kashas that he asked. But either way, you want to know the rest of the story. This is right. Either way, but at the end, the final analysis, he said he never heard something like this in his whole life. Das ist Abschak. And he's very, very nice to freedom. But I'll just tell you one interesting postscript to all this, and that is, we actually have the drushes from Rav Shaul Levi Mortera. Sefer is called Giv HaShaul. It's not an easy sefer to find, but the sefer does exist. It's called Giv HaShaul. These are the drushes. And in fact, if you go to Maimer Memhe, it's about the parsha of Hazama. And over there, Rav Shaul Levi Mortera says it's Kreis HaChiddush, which Rabbi Yaakov's supporter says, I heard you darshan it about it in shul. We gotta have it. We have that drasha. We have the transcript of that drasha. He was very, very not happy. And the truth is that the Muscharish and every Ben Torah in the world reads this Chiddush and he chaps right away. You don't even have to go through the tshuva to chap that this is such a shver zach. Right? It's a very, very hard thing. But I'll tell you something very interesting. And that is that in Brisk, they say, I heard this from one of the Choshev Talmidim from Rebbe Avraham Yeshua, who said that Reb Chaim Brisker, he used to give a lot of haskamas. So if somebody would come to Reb Chaim and he would say, I wrote a sefer, can you give me a haskama? Reb Chaim had no problem. The matzavaser. He would give haskamas. He said, Ad kedei kach, Avraham Yeshua said, as a haskama from Reb Chaim is velt vi ash. That he said, is velt vi ash. It's worthless. Because Reb Chaim used to get everyone haskamas. But that was only true binyanei halacha. He said, when it came to anything machshava, anything hashkafa related, Rabbi Ram Yeshua said that Reb Chaim would not give a haskama unless he went through the sefer cover to cover. So if he went through the sefer from one side to the other side, We spoke about this once, because we once said over from a sefer, it's called Eshtos. The sefer Eshtos was written by someone that lived in a contemporary Reb Chaim. The Mechaber's name was Reb Moshe Halevi Rubinstein. We once said over a Dov and Nifla about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Michetzil Maila Malach, Michetzil Maila Ish, and the reason all the Achroinim, nobody was able to figure out why the Chetman, what exactly the Chetman name Meriva was, he said in that sefer, because it happened in the Chetzim Maila of Moshe. And being that the Chetzim Maila of Moshe was Alikim, it was Malach, we have no Asog in Malach, and that's why no one was able to figure out, nobody has any Asog in what exactly the Chetman name Meriva was. That's Sefer, they say, and this is one of the Sfarim that Reb Chaim gave a Haskamon, which screams about the greatness of the Mechaber. If you take a look in the Sefer, Giva Shal, this is the Jiroshes from Shal Levi Mortera. So if you take a look, right in the first page, there's Haskamon from Reb Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim gave Haskamon the Sefer. The Sefer was printed for the first time in the year 1645. The Misparam, but it was reprinted Tofrech Samach Aleph. That's when it was reprinted, and the person who reprinted it came to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim, he waxes poetic about the Mechaber, and he waxes poetic about the person that's putting out this Mechaber Sefer. This Sefer is Drush Mitchila Vatzoif. And in the Kabbalah that we have from Reb Avraham Yeshua, Reb Chaim did not give a haskama on drush and machshava unless he went through it cover to cover, which means Reb Chaim saw Maimer Memei. You wonder what Reb Chaim thought when he saw Maimer Memei. I mean, Reb Chaim the Galundis. You would think this idea is a shtickle den on arrival. But again, we have no asaga. We talk have no asaga. We're dealing with Ishali Kims here. We have no asaga. Either way, Reb Shal Levi Martera, Reb Yaakov Sisportis. Right? Sometimes you read about tzaddikim like this in history books, and you don't maybe show the... who feel the proper chshivas that we have to have, right? We have our gedolim, the sfarim that was surrounded with the ktois, the nesivas, some sefer b'kiveger. But the truth is, there are a lot of tzaddikim that, for whatever reason, the world's forgotten about. Shloim Eger sends you to the tshuva. Reb Yaakov Sisportis, Reb Chaim Alevi Soloveitchik, he gave askama to this sefer for Reb Shol Levi Mortero. He zichron baruch sefsoys of you doivos bekever. Good moed. We're going to stop here.